Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two...
Filthy...
Nerds!
Because we're filthy!
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us!
There sure is, and holy fucking shit, you guys. It's phase three. It's happening in the flesh, on the TV, in our butts. Everywhere.
Ooh, phase three in the number two?
That's right.
Bills. I love a good three in the two.
Oh, me too. I remember when someone puked in my butt. We've all been there, right?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really quick, before we dive in, first of all, welcome. Thanks for listening. If you're new and you haven't subscribed and left us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this, please do that. It really helps us out. We love reading your reviews. We've also got a Patreon. We've got people live in the chat now. They had to put up with so much tech, but they're here, probably roasting us at any minute. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
And you can be part of the roast if you join our Patreon. You can be in the chat.
Yeah, Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. And we are planning a trip to Universal Studios, patrons only. So come join us over there. We're having a lot of fun. And higher level patrons get to watch movies along with us. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun, you guys. You get to be there live for the action while we watch movies and take breaks to pee and poop and get snacks.
Yes, a lot of breaks for pooping and snacks. But it's like a whole event. And Nicole and I are doing shows out on the road coming up.
On the road again.
Oh my God, we've got a bunch. In a couple weeks, well, by the time this comes out, it'll be like coming up real quick. We are in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If there's any Michiganders, we will be there the 16th through the 18th of September. That'll be a lot of
Hopefully
fun.
Hopefully COVID doesn't close everything in the state of Michigan down.
I hope not. This is Dr. Grand's Grand Rapids. It's a fun club. It's a fun time. So if you're anywhere in the greater Grand Rapid area, please come see us. And then keep an eye on both of our calendars because we are doing a tour together at the end of November into December. We will be at Savage Henry in Eureka. We are currently locking in a date with Cobbs in San Francisco. So San Francisco, I know we got a lot of nerds out there. Come on out. We're going to Portland. We're going to go to Reno. We might just drive into the
ocean. We're going to try to go to San Jose because my brother's there. So
we are going to try to go to San Jose. Listen, let's get into it because we've already eaten up a bunch of this segment and we are taking sweet, sweet time away from talking about one of the hottest Avengers, if you can rank them, which it's really hard to do. But, you know, first part of phase three, Captain America: Civil War. How excited were you for this movie?
I was pretty excited. I gotta be honest. I love Bucky. I think Bucky's a great character. All the Avengers, I love them. I'm a little irritated by Captain America. He's a little too wholesome for me.
Well, I feel like that's his thing.
I like shitty guys. He's not a shitty guy.
Yeah, well, work on yourself.
I have been. And we'll talk about that in another segment coming up.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear that in running our filthy mouths.
Yeah, I'm learning to love myself, but not so much that I don't enjoy some toxic dick.
Well, she's not learning to love herself, you guys. That's an argument for a different episode. I just think, I mean, Captain America is supposed to be, you know what Captain America is? It's the lie that we tell children America is. Captain America is this wholesome person who cares about everybody. He's doing, you know, the best for the people. And that's what, you know, when you're brainwashed, doing the pledging allegiance to a flag as a five-year-old, that's psychotic. But people will go, oh, communism and the Chinese and what they do to their... Now it sounds like I'm just like advocating for Chinese communism. But like,
listen,
they try to make us nationalists very early is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's gross and not attractive to me. And so I kind of find Captain America... You know, it's a little outdated. It's the same, in the same way I'm kind of grossed out by him, in the same way that because seeing the American flag flying on a truck or a house at this point is synonymous with Trump. Like, Trump ruined the American flag. And
I will not let him do that. I will not give up so much on the majority of people in this country that I will allow President Trump to ruin.
But tell me this, tell me this. When you see an American flag flying on a truck, do you think to yourself?
I assume they're definitely Republican and probably Blue Lives Matter people.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But look, I refuse to give up on the flag. I feel like we've got to reclaim the flag.
More people
who are different than that need to embrace the flag and go, America is a melting pot. It's what makes us, you know, the beautiful, disgusting.
And by melting pot, we mean a big thing of fondue.
Yeah, I also just want to circle back really quick before we dive into this plot about you being like, he's outdated. Yeah, Nicole, that's the fucking point. He was frozen from the 40s.
Yeah.
He's literally outdated.
He's literally outdated, but it's just not... Like, I'm like, oh, wow, he's hot, like, physically, but, like, his whole, like, clean-cutness, I'm just like, okay.
I see what you're saying. I will say, though, I think Chris Evans, mm-hmm.
that's the actor.
There's so many fucking Chris. I'm like, Hemsworth, Evans, Pine? Evans does such a good job that I assume, based on nothing but this character, that Chris Evans is a wholesome person. Like, in my mind, he would be the nicest celebrity you'd ever meet. Uh-huh. And, like, he could not be. He probably is fine.
I mean, but honestly, like, I imagine in his real life, he's the kind of guy who jerks off and, like, fists his own asshole while he's jerking off. Like, that's who I think he probably is. And, like, does it in a mirror. He jerks off in a mirror, standing up, fisting his ass. Maybe not even fisting his ass. Maybe he has a toy for it. But I definitely think... He's the kind of guy who has a lot of ass play when he's jerking off.
How dare you? Silly, the name.
This is two filthy nerds, right?
Yes, but we are talking about Captain America here. Have some respect.
There's nothing more American than jerking off in a mirror.
I mean, that's true. What is better than being like, I'm more American than being like, I'm the greatest?
If there's America doesn't
we
get
peg
that,
take that Middle
America
East.
Is pegging itself.
I mean that, and you know what, our dick is probably big enough according to everyone who has an American flag on the back of her truck.
Oh my gosh, so do you think, oh, or maybe when Captain America's jerking off, he actually takes a pair of truck nuts and just shoves them
I think
his
he's just
ass.
Got the pull of an American flag and then there's a flag coming out of his butt and he's like bum bum ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he comes and it's fireworks and the Star Spangled Banner starts playing.
He literally comes red, white, and blue for some reason. He chugs food coloring before he comes. He's like, pineapple juice, try food coloring.
Yeah, because that
he's like,
cause that happens. That's how that works.
He just drops it into the tip of his dick. So when he, yeah.
Into the tip of his dick. I was thinking that too. And I was like, well, how could he make that happen? And I'm like, boy, are fucked up.
It reminds me of Dave Attell's joke where he says, I heard if you jerk off into a Confederate flag and then bury it, a Cracker Barrel will grow. And that to me.
That's one of my favorite Attell bits. And I say that as someone who is a very big Cracker Barrel fan. I would like to be the face of Cracker Barrel. I would be fine with that. Whatever that means for me, I want
to
wear.
You would love to be. Would you love your face to be on their barrel? All right, let's get into this, you guys.
Yeah,
we're gonna
really off the rails.
It's a pretty quick read on this one.
Yeah, a pretty quick read. Nicole, you're not supposed to tell them we're looking at a bunch of notes because we're old.
Pretty quick. I didn't mean it like that.
Summarization. Okay, first of all, this kind of felt like Avengers light almost. Like, I mean, it is a Captain America movie.
And that is one of my gripes at this point with the movies. Everything just bleeds over.
But I guess they gotta like call them each one to get you excited. And the Bucky plot line is a little Captain America specific. But what do we, it starts and it's like the 90s.
The 90s. Mom jeans are in. Hair clips are worn in public.
Yeah. And Bucky is still part of Hydra.
We see Bucky intercepting a case of super soldier serum.
Yeah, so it starts, it's kind of like, it's a mini flashback to the 90s.
There's a car driving. We don't know who's in the car. We find that out later. There's two people in the car. He makes the car crash. That's all we see. And then we see him go into the trunk of this car and take something out, which is the super soldier serum. So this is all we know.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a little like weird flashback in the 90s. Here's a little... You know,
someone's driving a Lincoln Town car. Gonna be honest. I don't know why I had to say gonna be honest. I'm usually honest. Dad had a very similar kind of car.
My dad had a Mercury Grand Marquis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was red, but at nighttime you couldn't tell it was red. And people would slow down when they got close to it because they thought it was a cop. And
hilarious.
When I moved to Florida for college, they gave me that as a gift. And it had no air conditioning. And I was like, thank you. This is the greatest.
People think I'm a cop and I have a sweating problem.
Yeah, and I'm just dying in my own car. But very nice, luxurious cars. If you want room for I don't know, not an escape. That's hilarious. Gene in the chat just went like, your dad's car wasn't an escape. Well, it always was, come to find out. But
that's the actual car he used to get away from the family.
Okay, so we see that little flashback. Bucky is, you know, blown up and killed people in a car, takes something from the back, and then we come back to present day, which is around
Avengers.
Yeah, it's around a year after. So we, you know, the end of phase two, we saw them defeat Ultron. So it's a year after that. We've got, and people, if you remember, some of the Avengers were like dispersing and like, we don't know where they went. We don't know where they are.
But there was kind of a core group of people that stuck together, which was Captain America.
Black Widow.
Black Widow, Sam Wilson.
Which is the Falcon.
Which is the Falcon. And Wanda.
Wanda.
And they're in Lagos, and they're trying to keep this guy from stealing, his name's Brock Rumlow, from stealing a biological weapon.
Yeah, so this dude, Rumlow's trying to steal something. He tries to kill Captain America, ends up fucking blowing himself up.
Tries to blow himself up in an attempt to, he's basically a suicide bomber, tries to kill himself and Captain America, and then Wanda tries to save the day because her telekinesis, she can like...
You know, she can like shift her energy, like how she can like grab things and kind of move them out of the way. She tries to move it out of the way.
Yeah, she turns it into a bubble and then throws it accidentally into a building where it kills a bunch of Wakandan humanitarian workers.
Yeah, and it's
Wakanda.
Like Wakanda. Yeah, people from Wakanda.
This is very exciting because I'm really looking forward to Black Panther. So any new hints and introductions of Wakanda into the story, I'm like, ooh, this is gonna get good.
And they keep coming in waves, as Luke Bryan, critically acclaimed judge of American Idol, would sing. So she, it's like, of course, women can't throw sports. Fucking blows up the side of a building. Lots of people die. And meanwhile, back in the... there's these Sokovian Accords, which are being kind of pushed forward basically to establish UN control over the Avengers. And the Secretary of State, Thaddeus Ross, is trying to prevent that from happening. But once Wanda blows up the Wakandans... Wow. So much alliteration here. The UN's like, no, it's too dangerous. You know, like you have to have some sort of oversight because you're so powerful. People are now, quote, afraid of you. Who knows?
And I don't disagree with this.
No, yeah, no. Well, neither did Tony Stark. He was like, yeah, no, there needs to be some regulation because he's still having guilt in about the fact that, so Sokovia, they're called the Sokovia Accords because if you guys remember at the end of Age of Ultron, the city that they picked up and crashed into the city or into the earth and exploded and whatever, that was Sokovia. So Tony Stark, having been taken part in creating Ultron, has heavy guilt. So he's like, yeah, no, of course. But then ironically, Rogers, Captain America, he's the one that doesn't trust the government's judgment.
Which seems very not Captain America.
Yeah, very
if
ironic.
There's one person who should love the U.S. government. It's that guy.
Yeah, it's like, wait, you've been a soldier. You've been, quote, just following orders this whole time. But now all of a sudden, you don't think the government has our best interest? Which to me, it's like, all right, he's waking up. Wake up, sheeple. And then he would go, you know,
sheeple.
Full QAnon, probably, if we're being honest, if this was the real world. But there's a big headbutting between, you know, the factions of the Avengers, but specifically it seems like Tony Stark and Captain Rogers are really like debating it and trying to figure out, you know, what's the best course of action? Is this good for us? Is this not good for us? And we took a lot of time at the beginning of this episode to talk about ourselves and our lives and Captain America's asshole, and that's fine.
By the way, our lives and Captain America's asshole are muy importante.
I agree. But because of that, we are already here for a break. So we're going to take a break. We're going to find out what happens with these accords. Is there Black Panther on the horizon?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is Bucky?
We'll be RB.
All right, bye. We are back.
Better than ever.
Better than ever but before.
Are we?
So we're jumping back into where we left off, which was Captain America, Tony Stark, debating about the fucking accords and government control and hebbada. Helmut Zemo. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't remember his name. So somebody tracks down Barnes's old Hydra handler. There's this guy who's like obsessed with Bucky, obsessed with, like, we come to realize, obsessed with like trying to like get him locked into.
He's obsessed with controlling super soldiers.
Well, yeah, to like reactivate his brainwashing, because we know that like something happened in the big fight between Captain America and Bucky and all the Avengers last time that like rattled his control so that he was kind of like a little bit broke free of. Oh, realized who he was. He's Bucky. He's got this connection of some sort to Captain America. And there's some guy who, like, is just crazy obsessed with trying to, like, get him and reignite, like, reactivate that brainwashing button. So he kills Bucky Barnes' old handler, handler, like he's a fucking animal. He steals a book that's got apparently code words that will activate Bucky's brainwashing. So that's just like a little aside we see of this guy.
And then meanwhile, we cut back to the Vienna. They're in Vienna. Very, very much a hot spot for the Nazis.
Yeah. It's a not spot hot spot. Still to this
Nazi
day,
spot.
From what
it's
I hear.
Like a G spot, but with Nazis.
I gotta say, though, beautiful place.
Yeah, I heard it's beautiful. I've never been.
Not you. You shouldn't go.
No.
If anyone who's not Jewish gets a chance to go, also, great sausages in a can coming out of Vienna. They're like, I mean, what else could Nazi engineering possibly come up with besides little wieners floating in goo? Anyway.
Sounds like my Sunday night. In any
case. So all of these people are here. There's Wakandan officials. I mean, the king of Wakanda, T'Chaka, is here. We see him for the first time. I got so fucking excited. I was like, oh my God, I know who that is. And, you know, all these UN type officials are here to discuss the accords. And then a fucking bomb goes off.
Kablooey kills T'Chaka. Yeah. When they look at the security footage back, it looks like it was Barnes. Bucky Barnes was the person who did the bombing.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Yeah, Chaka's son to Chala. Chala to Chala back, y'all. Ooh, 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 ooh.
T'challa. Oh my God. Hot baby sexy man.
Hot baby sexy man in the flesh. Looking looking healthy as ever.
Daddy.
By the way, this is before he got sick. And goddamn. Yeah,
we know that.
I know, but like this was before he got sick at all. So he is just in his prime physically.
I mean, heaven got such a hot angel.
Hot angel, my hot God. Angel. Do you think, I like to think that when you get to wherever you're going, you get to bounce back to like whatever you were at the hottest version of yourself. So like my dad, when he got wherever he's headed, he like bounced back to like Harold at like, you know, 35.
I hope heaven isn't me in 2017 when I was not even that hot. Like hopefully, I think we all become spiritual entities that are all hot and heaven is one big orgy. Where all of our spirits
come together.
I
think everybody's at their absolute hottest and everybody's boning hard.
I mean, God, can you imagine? Ah, what a life. Or a death. What a death.
And truly, the word condom just erases from everyone's vocabulary.
No, because you can't get pregnant in heaven. It's heaven. So T'Challa's like, I'm going to kill Bucky Barnes. Like,
I'm going to kill
like,
that man.
On a mission immediately.
And then Sharon Carter's like, hey, we know where Barnes is. And Rogers is like, oh my God, I need to get to my best friend, take care of the situation before somebody murders him. I'm just going to bring him in on my own.
Yeah. So apparently he's in Bucharest. And like, I just don't understand. I mean, I guess that speaks to like childhood bonding, but maybe more importantly, like boot camp, you know. Army
boot camp trauma bonding
and war trauma bonding. I'm saying boot camp like they weren't in a fucking world war, but like this guy barely knows you. Like, what are you doing? But he's like, I've got to get to him first so they don't kill him. Which it's like, he just blew up, as far as anyone knows.
He knows.
Mm-hmm. He just blew up a fucking UN convention. What are you doing?
But I think there's something like kind of like beautiful about like, you know, I am going to uphold the law. I'm going to, you know, according to, you know, footage, he's the guy who did the bombing. So I will bring him in. I just don't want him to get murdered. Because T'Challa is not the happy.
Yeah. So he's like, let's get him to the authorities, the proper authorities, rather than letting T'Challa or just rogue different countries' governments fucking.
He also doesn't know who T'Challa like really is. No one knows about Black Panther yet. So T'Challa's like, yeah, I'm gonna go kill that guy, and there he's like, okay, we've just got the king's son who wants to kill this guy. He's just gonna shoot him.
Yeah,
like he doesn't know that he's got fucking vibranium claws.
Yeah, like he doesn't know who he's dealing with.
He doesn't know that he's fucking fuck shit up Black Panther.
Nobody is aware that like Wakanda is harboring way more vibranium than they thought ever was in the world. No, we've got like War Eagle. Is that even fucking what his name is? I'm the
War worst. Machine.
I don't deserve to be called a nerd. War Machine, War Eagle. Listen, I'm in Alaska. There's a lot of War Eagles here.
It's fine. You know what? He's a war machine and eagles are machines.
But anyways, they get arrested. Then this
Zemo guy who we saw is the one who killed Bucky's original handler, got the book of like things. So he's like, oh, I'm a psychiatrist. I will interview Barnes because we need to see what's going on in his head. And then he starts doing the fucking buzzwords.
The words that trigger his brainwashing.
And so now he's under his control.
Yeah, so he gets him under his control and then sends him off on a killing rampage.
But Rogers is able to stop him and then helps him get out of...
wherever the fuck they are.
Wherever they are. I think they're in Bucharest. I don't know. Anyways.
Excuse me.
So he gets Barnes to go back to normal. I don't know how, but I think he like kicks his ass so badly. I think that's the only way to get him to snap out of...
is to just literally super beat soldier it out mode of him.
Is to beat it out of him.
Well, yeah. And Barnes is the one who goes, no, that guy is the guy that bombed Vienna. It wasn't me. I wasn't there. He wanted the location of Hydra, Siberian Hydra, because that is the place where there's more brainwashed Winter Soldiers. Mm-hmm. Which is when we learn, wait, what the fuck? There's more of you.
There's more. And then they do a flashback to the Winter Soldiers. And you're like cryogenic. Oh, snap. They are stasis. Like Maj.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, they were building like...
they were building army. A goddamn army of crazy people.
Oh, yeah, with just limbs missing and fucking crazy shit. That they're like turning into like super soldier bullshit.
So now they know that Zemo was the original Barnes. Like a few of the Avengers are on the same page about this. So Rogers and Wilson are like, okay, we need to go get Zemo.
We can't wait around for permission. We can't wait around this. Like we need to get this guy. It's fucking dangerous. And
so this is really when it becomes Avengers fucking, at this point, it's 4.0?
Oh, yeah, because they get Wanda, they get...
the bow and arrow, Clint. I just know him as Clint.
Did you just call him the bow and arrow? Hawkeye.
The bow and arrow guy. And they get Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man, which is always fun.
And, okay, so this is where it gets really fun. Ross reaches out to Stark, and he's like, you need to get a team. So Stark puts together a team of Romanoff, T'Challa, Rhodes, Vision, and Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man.
Yeah, so we meet Spider-Man for the first time in the franchise.
Which is super fun. Rogers, Stark finds out that Rogers has a team, and Rogers' team is Maximoff, Clint, Scott. Anywho, there's basically two teams, and they meet up at...
yeah,
the-
and like Tony Stark's team is being sent to stop the other team from whatever the fuck they're doing.
They're trying to take off.
A fight breaks out. It's chaos.
At the airport.
Yeah, at the airport. Things are blowing up. Planes are being thrown. It's Black Widow.
Black Widow defects to the other side. So she's supposed to be on Stark's team, but then ultimately she lets
Bucky and Captain America get away.
Bucky and Captain America take off to go stop Zemo.
Yeah, and then they, by the way, take the rest of the people who are working with Captain America and put them on some fucking, like, raft prison in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, that was so weird. Everybody gets nabbed, and they're on a floating prison. Somehow Stark finds out that...
Stark gets his hands on some evidence and realizes, oh, they were right.
They were right. Okay, so...
fuck.
So he convinces Wilson to be like, hey, where are these guys headed? I need to go there.
Yeah,
so Stark now goes behind Ross's back.
Yes, no, he's going against the government.
He's now going against the government. And he's like, I'm going to go to the Hydra facility. So he then meets up with Rogers.
And Bucky. And he's like, look, you guys, I'm sorry. Like, I believe you. Let me help you.
By the way, T'Challa secretly followed all of them.
They're all like, let's go after this one guy. And fucking T'Challa is still trying to go after Bucky. He doesn't know the plan. He just is like, fucking eyes on the prize.
He's just like, he's got tunnel vision for killing Bucky. This is my, this scene where they get to that, the super soldier facility. So I remembered seeing this movie. The parts that I remembered were basically the battle at the airport because it was so much fun. Peter Parker, Spider-Man, truly is one of my favorite Marvel characters. Like, no question about it. He's so fun. He just feels so real. If a superhero could feel real,
I like it. When I like him, I liked seeing Tony Stark's interactions like with his aunt and like,
yeah,
I don't know. It was all really cute. It's funny too that I'm just now realizing, like, is it not considered an Avengers movie if Hulk doesn't show up? Is that the clutch?
That's basically it. As long as Hulk's not there, you can't have all of them. Once all of them are there, then
yeah,
it's officially
Avengers. they get to the facility, but I think we should take a break here, and then the action's gonna fucking start. We're gonna come back. We're gonna see what happens. Get a snack. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Stark, Bucky, Captain America are at the facility. Also, so is T'Challa secretly lurking in the background. But we don't
T'Challa,
know he's there.
But we don't know he's there. Well, we know he's there, but they don't know he's there. So once we get into this facility, we find out that Zemo killed all the super soldiers. And it's like, wait a minute. Why did he kill them? I thought he wanted... This whole time... I mean, I'd already seen the movie. But before when I first saw the movie... The whole time I was like, oh, well, he's going to be taking control of these super soldiers. This is a diabolical
crazy man. Yeah, and then we're like,
crazy
wait,
man.
What? How did you kill all of them?
And he's like, no. I wanted to kill all of them so this could never happen.
Yeah. So he pulls up footage and we go back to its footage of what we'd seen at the beginning where Bucky kills these, like, we don't see the people. He just kills two people and steals somebody out of the car. It was Howard Stark and his wife.
At one point, they did a flashback to Howard Stark and his wife saying goodbye to Tony Stark. And that was the last time he said goodbye to his parents. And then his parents left.
I'm trying to find out. Captain America maybe knew that this is what happened, but he didn't tell Stark. Because
Rogers knew that no matter what, Tony Stark was going to find that out and go fucking ballistic.
So for the record, Bucky was under his brainwashing. We know that.
So now Stark is like, well, now I'm not only am I going to fucking kill Bucky Barnes, but I'm going to kill fucking you for lying to me.
So now it's once again, Tony Stark fighting against other Avengers. Well, Bucky's not like an Avenger, but he fucking destroys Bucky's robotic arm, his fucking magic hand.
Yeah. And then Rogers disables Stark's armor. So now Rogers... Leaves Barnes.
He leaves. No, he takes him and Bucky like peace out, but he doesn't have a shield.
Oh, yeah. He loses his shield.
He's like, we got to get the fuck out of here. So now Zemo is like, okay, my
he's avenged my family. I've avenged my family's death.
He's like literally an Avenger. And it's like, oh, your family died in Sokovia is what happened. And that's why you were doing this, come to find out. And by the way, by destroying the Avengers, turning them against each other, mission accomplished for him.
Mission accomplished. By the way, T'Challa sees all this. So T'Challa now knows, you know, who's responsible for what, blah, blah, blah. And T'Challa, rather than what he learns from all of this is rather than killing, revenge is poison. And then he's like, I'm just going to turn you over to the authorities.
Absolutely.
So T'Challa, the ultimate, you know, good guy.
He comes in. And turns him over. Just as like Zemo's trying to commit suicide, T'Challa's like, no, you're gonna have to live with this.
So it's amazing. Like, if you think about the cool lessons kids could be learning from all of this, like as adults, we're like, fucking murder him!
Yeah, because we didn't probably get these lessons. But the like thing about but then isn't sort of the low-key lesson, like, just trust the authorities to do the right thing.
Yeah. We're brainwashing our kids, basically. But I just love, like, T'Challa really is such a great character. And it's just like, you know, the whole when they go low, we go high.
Yeah.
That's really T'Challa. I go high guy.
Yeah, he's got morals and ethics. And he does what he feels is right instead of just... He didn't allow his emotions to control him. And I think that's a huge lesson for all of us, is that you can't let your emotions dictate your actions. And also, so that happens, but then also, we forgot to mention, in the Civil War fight...
War Machine. He basically falls, he free falls to the ground, and I'm assuming it's some sort of paralysis. I don't know how.
Yeah, no, he ended up paralyzed, but Stark creates some exoskeletal leg braces so he can walk again. Mm-hmm. So we see that happen. And then Captain America shows up to the floating raft prison
and breaks everybody out of jail.
And that's kind of where that's where we come to an end.
We get some mid-credit scene, which is the foreshadowing of the Black Panther film.
Oh yeah, and we see T'Challa giving Captain America and Bucky Barnes, he grants them asylum mm-hmm. on Wakanda. He's like, you guys can come here, you're safe. Barnes goes back into cryostasis.
Because he's like, listen, I'm a loose cannon. Anybody can say bibbidi bop to me and I'm going to turn into a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, which is nice, but it's like, okay, but like, anybody can come fucking break you out of cryostasis.
And then just like, whisper voodoo shit in your fucking ear and then all of a sudden you're a bad guy. And then there's a post-credit scene, which I love, and it's a foreshadowing of Spider-Man. And I'm obsessed with Spider-Man. I can't wait for more Spidey-Man.
Oh my God, yeah. I have not seen any of the these Spider-Men. With this Spider-Man actor. So I'm like that actually fit into the Marvel franchise. So I'm very excited.
Yeah.
You know, Peter Parker's got a black eye.
Fucking fun stuff.
He's like, what happened? He's like, ah, nothing. We see him do his little, you know, shoots that little spider web.
Shooting them webs. Shooting them cum webs.
A lot to cum.
I love how he basically cum out of his wrist.
He really does.
Do you think Peter Parker, when he blows a load, it's a Spidey load?
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
Wait, can we be talking about this? He's in high school still, right?
The actor was over 18, I hope.
I know, but like, are we sexualizing an underage fictitious character?
Of course we are. We're men. Perfect. We're men in tights. No, I mean, listen, we're not sexualizing him. 15-year-old boys jerk off. That's what
happens. Yeah, that's true.
But imagine jerking off, but then you come, but also spider webs come out of your
Spidey come
hand, and it's like a whole like sticky mess. Poor kid. Honestly, what a nightmare.
I'm excited. By the way, in phase three, where we are so far in our watching, our next watch is going to be Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh yeah, so that will be by the time this drops, we'll probably be, you know, doing it in a couple of days. I assume we're probably gonna do it like Saturday-ish this weekend. So yeah, fuck, we're already on Spider-Man Homecoming, and then we've got Thor Ragnarok, which is the best Thor. Then Black Panther, shit's getting crazy.
Can't wait.
Fuck. Overall, I'd say this was an okay film. I liked the first Captain America. I don't know if I liked the first Captain America better. I liked this. I just thought, you know, it was more of an Avengers.
It was Avengers. Like, it was Avengers light. It was Avengers sans Hulk. That's it.
Yeah, but you know what I will say? I liked this better than Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
I thought that one was kind of, but I guess that whole one was just a movie. It felt like a movie to set up plot.
Yeah.
But that's that. So we leave off there. The next movie we'll be covering, we'll have the episode out later this week. We've already watched it. We're going to be recording that soon.
Doctor Strange.
Which I had never seen.
I'm obsessed.
Didn't think I liked Benedict Cumberbatch till that movie.
Kind of love Benedict Cumberbatch now. Got a real hot nut for that fucking limey. I got a real hot nut for that limey piece of man meat.
Is limey a slur? Are we going to get canceled by Brits?
By the way, please, for the love of God, someone come for us.
Come for us. Wait, do you consider yourself a British person for some reason?
No, I said, come for us. Like, cancel us. Like, come on. Come for us.
Oh, I
come
thought you
meant, yeah, you're a limey bastard. Come cancel us. Come.
I thought you meant come for the Brits. And I was like, wait. Why are you identifying as a British person? Yeah, what did I miss?
Yeah. How bad was that migraine? Please, by all means. Do you want to cancel us? Bring it on.
No, I don't want to be canceled. Also, like, if we got canceled for saying limey, I would kill myself.
Oh, what a boring.
If I get canceled, I want it to be because I said a thing I knew was bad before I said it. But also, stop canceling people, you fucking losers.
If we get canceled, do we have to move to Austin?
No, I'm moving to Mars. We don't get canceled. We just have to start, like, performing at weird rallies and stuff. It's a dark road. Listen, that's it. Make sure you go leave us a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. Subscribe.
Join our Patreon.
Patreon.com/2filthynerds. Come see us. We're going to be in Grand Rapids. We're going to be in Northern California, San Francisco, Portland, Reno, and more probably. So keep an eye on our calendars. Come see us in a couple weeks in Michigan. Stay safe. Put on your Avengers mask. Godspeed.
Toodles.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.